West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. At least one Carroll County Board of Education member suggesting that he will vote for the school system to opt in. The statewide adjusted base year ad valorem homestead exemption for the Carroll County Schools District, but he will likely be in the minority when the school board makes their ultimate decision this week.
I looked at my own personal situation. I know I've mentioned it in the past, but I did today and I looked at the numbers. And over the last 10 years, the amount of dollars that I had to pay for my property tax has exactly doubled. Over the last 5 years, from 2019 to 2024, the market value on my property has been increased by 96%. So there's got to be lots of other people out there in the same situation.
District 6 representative on the Carroll County Board of Education, Bart Cater, giving an example how opting into the exemption could benefit him personally as a taxpayer.
And the legislature saw fit to pass this legislation, and 63% of the people voted for it. I may be the only person that raises my hand, but I'm probably going to vote for opting in, and then have to address it when it becomes an issue.
And the issue that Cater speaks could be lower revenues collected by the Carroll County Schools District in the future. The Carroll County Board of Education hosting two final public hearings regarding its intent to opt out of the exemption January 21st at noon and at 6 p.m., both at the board office at 164 Independence Drive in Carrollton. Well, sticking with that homestead exemption, if any of the local taxing bodies does opt out of the House Bill 581 floating homestead exemption and our local legislative delegation disagrees with that decision, the local delegation can pass a local act to impose a floating homestead exemption within the jurisdiction. That according to the Georgia Municipal Association. The local act would be subject to a two-thirds vote in the General Assembly and approval by the voters in a local referendum. If that referendum is successful, then our local government or board would be subject to the homestead exemption provided for in the local act, even though they opted out of the HB 581 exemption. Local governments and boards can also elect to opt out of the 581 exemption and then ask their local delegation to proceed with a more customized version of the homestead exemption. As of Monday, only the Carrollton City Schools Board of Education has completed the process for opting out of the floating homestead exemption approved by voters in November of 2024. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office asking for help with identifying suspects of an armed robbery of a local convenience store over the weekend. Saturday, shortly after 8, Carroll County deputies responded to an armed robbery at Jay's Shopette located at 218 Hayes Mill Road. Investigators determined that three black males, masked, dressed in all black, entered the store. Two of them brandished handguns, demanded money from the clerk. After taking cash from the register, they fled on foot. Security footage captured a white SUV with dark-tinted windows driving past the store on Roy North Road toward Buffalo Creek Road moments before the robbery. Anyone with information on those involved in the incident should contact the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. And due to the extremely cold temps Monday morning, the NAACP Carroll County branch has decided to postpone the 27th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Parade in Carrollton until sometime in February. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.